Hi, I'm Sara Lawati, and I am back with another destination for Off the Beaten Track, a segment in which I take you on a little adventure to the strangest, most peculiar corners of the world. We're going to visit places that don't often grace the covers of travel brochures, for reasons which you will soon find out. Last week, I went ahead and took it upon myself to investigate Bahla's folklore, but I couldn't visit the town without taking you all with me. We trudged down the rugged landscapes and made a couple of pit stops at the Bahla Wall and Fort. But I promised I'd be back with more stories to tell, because this oasis is plentiful with its legends and campfire stories. In the dying light of the setting sun, I got into my car and ventured out beyond the boundaries of the Bahla Wall, into an abandoned stretch of arid desert land. The crunch of tires on gravel was the only sound that accompanied me, and the eerie stillness that signaled a bygone era was almost palpable. My footsteps were loud as I walked through what I thought was a desolate land with but a few rocks scattered about. But upon closer inspection, I realized that these rocks were arranged in deliberate formations. Hundreds of unmarked graves were laid out before me, stretching on for miles upon miles. Atop the hilly peaks that jutted out in the distance stood three buildings in various stages of decay, carrying with them a sense of foreboding. As I began scaling the peaks towards these ruins of great antiquity, I thought about the people who used to frequent these structures known as Masajid al-Ibad, back when there was more to them than crumbling walls. Besides the walls, all that remained was the decapitated head of a rodent whose mouth was stuck in a permanent scream of agony. Well, that and a perfectly intact mihrab, a niche in the wall of mosques that points in the direction of Mecca. The history that was pieced together from Bahla's fragmented past alluded to a few theories regarding Masajid al-Ibad. One such theory dates back hundreds of years ago, during the Nabhani dynasty when Sufism prevailed in Oman. Khalwa is an inherent practice in Sufism, and it involves the self-isolation of an individual within the confines of four lonely walls. The purpose of a khalwa is to relinquish all worldly ties and abandon materialism in search of a strong spiritual connection with God. Individuals undergoing this ritual must be strong of mind and possess immense courage and bravery, because those who wander far from the physical realm may never find their way back. The mind is at its most vulnerable state during khalwa, meaning that individuals are prone to experiencing thoughts from angelic or demonic entities. Stories tell of a man who was led astray by demonic forces during a khalwa ritual, resulting in a madness so intense that he cursed his own mother and ate his feces. If done right, however, a khalwa is said to positively reconstruct the body and mind, allowing an individual to transcend their current state of existence and enter a wholly unfamiliar reality. It is said that the successful practitioner is plunged into a juggernaut of sensory experiences. Smell, sound, vision, touch, and taste are all amplified tenfold, and life as they know it is transformed. This is why Masajid al-Ibad were often used by people looking to get closer to their creator. Legend says that the khalwa is the reason these mosques were built in Bahla's lonesome stretch of abandoned land down yonder. Another theory regarding Masajid al-Ibad links Bahla with its neighboring town, Nizwa. Although three of these mosques preside over Bahla, six others are located in Nizwa, making the total number of these enigmatic structures 9. But how did they end up approximately 40 kilometers away from each other? Some say that otherworldly forces are at play here. The story goes like this. Three Sufi mystics, each inhabiting a single masjid in Nizwa, became involved in a perpetual war with the other six sorcerers. These mystics had the ability to communicate with jinn. So when the rivalry left a trail of blood in its wake, the jinn provided help by uprooting the three mosques and stationing them at the hillocks of Behla, where they linger on to this very day, casting shadows over Behla's stone-lined burial ground. And what of this burial ground? Although it's been left abandoned for over a century, the cemetery that lays weary and forgotten below the hills is the final resting place of many of Behla's erudites. Scholars and notable members of the community lie there forevermore. Still older are the tombs of individuals from the pre-Islamic era, whose graves hold strange inscriptions resembling a deity from Egyptian mythology called Set. Set represents disorder, violence, and havoc, and carries with him the burden of murdering and mutilating his own brother. Why he was allegedly represented on these gravestones is as much a mystery as any. Despite this bleak depiction, this cemetery has also garnered the reputation of holding some of the most righteous historical figures, whose graves sometimes emit a blinding glow as a testament to their virtue, or so the legend goes. As I took in the somber views that brown December day, a poignant feeling washed over me. I couldn't shake the profound sense that the intricate tales woven into the rich history and heritage of these ruins would forever remain unknown. I hastily walked back to my car before dusk descended, lest the creatures that lived beyond the mountains found their way to me. Perhaps this tale has inspired you to pay a real visit to Behla. Remember, it's never too late to rediscover lost things. Until next time.